It's time for Conversations with the Mayors, brought to you by the Chamber for a Greater Chapel Hill Carrboro, home to one of the most diverse collaborative and groups in the area. And you can also get ready for the election on November 7th with the Chamber for Greater Chapel Hill Carrboro. They have their candidate questionnaire laying out the views for each candidate on issues such as whether Chapel Hill is growing too quickly, the housing supply, downtown density, and more. You can read their answers and get informed at carolinachamber.org/election.hub. We are joined now on the phone by Hillsborough Mayor Jen Weaver. Jen, how's it going today?
It's going great. It was a beautiful day. We had an town employee appreciation picnic. I've been to the dentist. I have no cavities. Can't complain, at least on a personal level.
Sounds like a nice full day. I'm going to need to flash back with you here a little bit, though. I need to know where you were and what you were doing during the mysterious Hillsborough boom of 2023 last week.
So my play-by-play at home and experienced the big boom personally more as a physical event than an auditory one, though there was certainly a boom sound. I really felt my house shake under my feet more than anything. Certainly immediately started getting a lot of text messages from people asking me what it was and, you know, speaking with town officials to see if anybody else knew what it was. And my first thought was the mine. I think that that was what a lot of people thought. But then when we got word from the mine that it wasn't them, you know, then we all just started to wonder.
I think a lot of people's initial descriptions and kind of conclusion that they jumped to was that it was an earthquake, and then we were kind of told it wasn't an earthquake as the U.S. Geological Survey had no record of anything. And then it was kind of weird for 24 hours there. What was it like for you as the person sort of at the head of the epicenter?
Well, I think mostly I should say that if this was an event that had caused any kind of damage or any, if it didn't feel like an emergency situation from what we could tell. There were no calls in, no one was hurt. So because it was not an actual emergency event, it really just felt like a point of interest and entertainment for those 24 hours of what was this mysterious boom. I think many people thought it must have been a sonic boom. And that one got ruled out as well. So I will say that a few years ago, I can't remember the year, there was another earthquake experience we felt here in Hillsborough, not quite as pronounced, but definitely felt that little shake. So it's something that's happened before.
I feel like life in Hillsborough often feels like you're living in some sort of a short story. And this is definitely one of those episodes where it feels like it's from a Ray Bradbury story or something.
Very much. And I told the town manager, I'm glad I get to put safely guided the town through an earthquake on my resume before this is all said and done.
Absolutely. And even if there was a little bit of a delay in confirming that that's in fact what you were guiding the town safely through. We're visiting with Hillsborough Mayor Jen Weaver, talking about the mysterious rumbling from last week that it turns out was a 2.2 magnitude earthquake with an epicenter just southwest of Hillsborough, which explains why Hillsborough felt it and folks in Chapel Hill didn't for the most part. There was other news from the town this week as well, and that includes a town council meeting where there was talk of the town sponsoring an Earth Day event for next year. What was that conversation like and where did we land on it?
So this is very cool. I'm very excited about this. This is something that current town commissioner and future Town of Hillsborough Mayor Mark Bell brought. He's been talking with a local resident about having this Earth Day event that is really bringing climate awareness, awareness to climate change, what we need to do to combat climate change, and, you know, bringing people's attention to some everyday things that they can do leading up to Earth Day. And this would coincide, or rather culminate, with a community picnic on Earth Day is the idea. And they hope to make this an annual event. So it would be 30 days leading up And so they were asking for just a small sponsorship from the town to help promote the daily event. So in terms of getting the word out. So it really feels like a low dollar, high payoff community endeavor. And I will say that I've always been a little, a little melancholy when Earth Day comes and Hillsborough doesn't always have our own event happening. That the county certainly has theirs that often happens in Hillsborough. So this is just really cool, and I'm really looking forward to see what happens.
Glad to hear it for sure, and looking forward to that coming up next Earth Day. We've got Hillsborough Mayor Jen Weaver on the phone right now talking about the Board of Commissioners meeting from last night. Was there anything else that stood out to you from that meeting that folks might want to know about?
Yes, there were two really fun presentations. One of them was we got to see a recognition video on the work that the Fairview community interns, summer interns, did, all the work that they did this year. This is a part of a partnership we have in the community with Habitat for Humanity. And these interns really do amazing work every year. And it was fun to have them recognized at a board meeting and see the video of all that they've done, including a really amazing community history project where they did the history of the Fairview neighborhood and with complete with interviews, and it was really amazing. And then last night was also the graduation ceremony for the latest class of Hillsborough 101. So there were, I think, I'm probably going to mess up the number, but I think 31 people who completed it.
That seems like a phenomenal number, especially given the size of Hillsborough. That's got to be exciting for the future of town government to know that there are that many people actively engaged.
I could not agree more. It's really, really wonderful. The response has been just terrific, and people seem to enjoy the program and get a lot out of it and recommend it to other people.
I wanted to circle back on that Fairview presentation also. Is the content of that going to be available to the public any place?
Well, the video is available, I believe, on the town website. At least it was available through the agenda. So I need to be sure. I need to check in on that. I need to fact check myself there to see if it's available elsewhere. I intend to share out the link on my own social media, but it's a very cool video, and people should check it out. Now, the project they did, the history project, is not, you know, that it was up for a couple of weeks back in the summer, and I would love for other people to see it. I don't know if there are plans for it, for that to happen.
Speaking with Hillsborough Mayor Jen Weaver, also wanted to mention that it looks like the town is looking for feedback from the public on the website. What's the latest on that, and how can people provide that feedback?
The primary way, I'm so glad you asked about this, the primary way people can provide feedback right now is a survey that you can find on the Town of Hillsborough website. It's also been posted on Town of Hillsborough social media. And really, we're interested in how we can make the next iteration of the website even more user-friendly.
Excellent. Sounds good. And we've got about a minute and a half left. Is there anything else going on that you wanted to mention before we wrap up?
Well, certainly Last Fridays is coming up this weekend, and it'll be the Halloween edition and the trunk or treat that the police department is doing is that same night. So Friday will be a really fun night to be in Hillsborough. So everyone should come up and be here with us. And I also wanted to mention, I was a bit remiss when I was talking about the climate Earth Day endeavor, is that part of what they hope to happen is, and expect to happen, is for that to really tie into the Town of Hillsborough's climate action plan. That's just really important, and I wanted to be sure I mentioned that before we were done, because I forgot so, when I first started.
So there are some real policy implications to this, and not just a Hey Earth Day celebration.
That's right. It's how does this tie into what the town's goals are as well. Yeah.
Excellent. Jen, I appreciate you taking the time, and I look forward to talking again next week. Have a great rest of your week.
Thanks so much. You too.